No matter who you are or where you come from, encountering difficulties is a natural part of life that unites all of us here on Earth. Whether you are in the middle of a big life challenge right now or preparing for a future roadblock, there's nothing wrong with needing a little bit of inspiration to get you through the tough times. And there is no better way to get the motivation you need than to hear an uplifting story on Happy Mind, Happy Life podcast, which is available on all podcast platforms. Hello and welcome to Happy Mind, Happy Life, a podcast where I share stories from around the world to get their unique perspectives on life, friendship and happiness. My name is Sonali and I use my 20 plus years of experience as a writer, entrepreneur and mom to dig deep into complex issues of life and happiness in a relaxed and entertaining way from my cozy living room. Thank you for joining us today. The genie granted his first wish as he snapped his fingers. In an instant, a magnificent mansion appeared before his eyes. It was a sight to behold. Welcome to Happy Mind, Happy Life. This is Sonali and you're listening to Season 3, Episode 4 and the topic is Unforeseen Lessons. Once upon a time, in a small town nestled between the beautiful green hills, there lived a young man whose laziness and carefree attitude had earned him a notorious reputation. He was known throughout the town as Lazy Joe, who would go to great lengths to avoid any work or responsibility. His idle ways were such that he would often be seen loitering around the park, basking in the warm rays of the sun, daydreaming, or more often than not, just dozing off. It was during one of his usual lazy afternoons that an unexpected sound woke him up from his deep sleep. In a sudden flash of light, a genie appeared before him, dressed in a shimmering red cloak adorned with precious gems. The genie spoke, "I am here to grant you 3 wishes, but beware, for every wish comes with unintended consequences." Lazy Joe was overjoyed and he couldn't believe his good fortune. Without much thought, he made his first wish. I wish to have a huge mansion and a swimming pool and a big garden with trees." The genie granted his first wish as he snapped his fingers. In an instant, a magnificent mansion appeared before his eyes. It was a sight to behold. A sprawling estate with a vast garden, a sparkling pool, and lots of trees. Lazy Joe was ecstatic and he spent the next few hours exploring every nook and cranny of his new home. But soon, he realized that owning a mansion came with a lot of responsibilities which he didn't want. The pool needed to be cleaned, the garden needed tending, and the house required constant upkeep. Lazy Joe just grew tired thinking of all the tasks he might have to do just for the upkeep of the mansion. So he wished to go back to his old life. The wish was taken back by the genie and the man found himself back on the park bench. He realized that his laziness had led him to a life he didn't really want. Now feeling grateful for the lesson that he learned, Lazy Joe made his second wish. I wish for a big bag of gold coins. The genie granted his second wish and before him appeared a huge and heavy bag filled with gold coins. Lazy Joe was excited once again and he couldn't wait to start spending this newfound wealth of his. But soon he realized that having money came with its own set of problems. People started asking him for loans and he was constantly worried about losing his wealth. What will he do later when the bag was empty, he thought. He soon discovered that money couldn't buy happiness and he wished to go back to his old life. So the wish was taken back by the genie and the young man found himself back on the park bench. He realized that his carelessness had led him to a life he didn't really want. So feeling even more grateful for the lesson, Lazy Joe made his final wish. He thought a lot and then he finally said, "I wish for good work ethics and the motivation to achieve my goals." The genie granted his third wish. And in an instant, Lazy Joe felt a surge of energy coursing through his body. He felt focused and determined, and he knew that he could accomplish anything he set his mind to. And from that day on, Lazy Joe worked hard and pursued his dreams. He started his own business and became the most successful young man of his town. His pockets were always full of money. He would help the deserving. He would feed himself and his guests with the best food. He bought himself a house that he could take care of. He had a lovely garden with fruit trees that he personally planted, and he tended to them daily. He was finally happy. Lazy Joe realized that the key to a happy and fulfilling life was not in material possessions, but in hard work, in determination, and in accomplishing your goals. Everyone in the town were amazed by the transformation they saw in Lazy Joe. He had gone from being a lazy and careless person to a hard-working and a driven man. He showed people that the greatest gift one could possess was the motivation and determination to succeed. And for that, he had the genie to thank. Have you ever worked really hard for something and felt proud of yourself when you finally achieved it? That feeling of accomplishment is important because it helps you learn and grow, and it makes you appreciate the good things in life even more. When you work hard and earn something, you feel responsible and grateful for it. And if you keep working hard and never give up, you can overcome any challenge and achieve success in life. So don't give up when things get tough. Just keep going, because your hard work will pay off in the end. In our lives, we may not have a magical genie that grants us wishes, but we do have people and circumstances that shape our journey. These could be our parents, mentors, friends, or even challenges that we face. They may not always give us what we want, but they do teach us valuable lessons and shape us into the person we are today. The genie in this story symbolizes the unexpected events or people that come into our lives, teaching us important lessons and making us grow as individuals. It reminds us to be open to new experiences, learn from our mistakes, and to appreciate the people and circumstances that shape our journey. So let us be grateful to the genies in our lives, both the magical and the human ones, and let us use their lessons to become the best version of ourselves. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Happy Mind, Happy Life podcast. This is your host, Sonali, and I hope you found Unforeseen Lessons episodes insightful and beneficial. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. The podcast is available on all major platforms around the world. For video podcasts in other languages, please log into our YouTube channel. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Happy Mind Happy Life Podcast, and on Facebook at Happy Mind Happy Life Podcast, or on YouTube at Happy Mind Happy Life Podcast. That's all for this episode, folks. See you next time. Bye.